surprise, nor disapproval, nor horror, nor any of the sentiments that she had been prepared for. He simply stared at her with a peculiar expression on his face.
"Jim, darling,"
she cried,
"don't look at me that way. I had my hair cut off and sold it because I couldn't have lived through Christmas without giving you a present. It'll grow again. You won't mind, will you? I just had to do it. My hair grows awfully fast. Say Merry Christmas, Jim, and let's be happy. You don't know what a beautiful, nice gift I've got for you."
"You've cut off your hair?"
asked Jim, as if he could not understand the fact.
"Cut it off and sold it," said Della. "Don't you like me just as well, anyhow? I'm me without my hair, aren't I?"
Jim looked about the room curiously.
"You say your hair is gone?"
he said with an air almost of idiocy.
2.21 Part 3
When Della reached home, she got out her curling irons and went to work repairing the damage to her hair. Within 40 minutes, her head was covered with curls that made her look wonderfully like a naughty schoolboy. She looked at her reflection in the mirror, long, carefully, and critically.
"If Jim doesn't kill me," she said to herself, "before he takes a second look at me, he'll say I look like a chorus girl. But what could I do? Oh, what could I do with $1.87?
At 7 o'clock, the coffee was made, and the frying pan was on the back of the stove, hot and ready to cook the chops. Jim was never late.
"Please, God, make him think I am still pretty,"
Della whispered. The door opened, and Jim stepped in. He stopped inside the door. His eyes were fixed on Della, and there was an expression in them that she could not read, and it terrified her. It was not anger, nor surprise.